Chapter 14. Canaan divided by lot. These are the inheritances which the children of Israel took in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed to them. By the lot of their inheritance, as Yahweh commanded by Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the 2 tribes and the half tribe beyond the Jordan. But to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. And they gave no portion to the Levites in the land, except cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their livestock and for their property. The children of Israel did as Yahweh commanded Moses, and they divided the land. Caleb requests Hebron. Then the children of Judah drew near to Joshua in Gilgal. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the thing that Yahweh spoke to Moses, the man of God, concerning me and concerning you in Kadesh Barnea? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of Yahweh, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed Yahweh my God. Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land where you walked shall be an inheritance to you, and to your children forever, because you have wholly followed Yahweh my God.' Now, behold, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he spoke, these 45 years, from the time that Yahweh spoke this word to Moses, while Israel walked in the wilderness. Now, behold, I am 85 years old today. As yet, I am as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this hill country of which Yahweh spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and great and fortified cities. It may be that Yahweh will be with me, and I shall drive them out, as Yahweh spoke." Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed Yahweh, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron before was Kiriath Arba, after the greatest man among the Anakim. The land had rest from war.